Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
If he had come out of that trailer before the deputies got there, we would have had to call the coroner.
Hey, where'd you get that from?
If he had come out of that trailer before the deputies got there, we would have had to call the coroner.
You know, you're wrong with that one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where'd that come from?
The Star Beacon, Ashtabula, Ohio, outside of Cleveland. Citizens arm themselves against... Now, there's political here with the... I won't give you the headline here because we're going to compare and contrast the two headlines.
Uh-huh.
We have one that tells the story the way it's meant to be told. Then we have the other one that's the biased, citizens arm themselves against homeless man. Homeless man with a shotgun who burgled and broke and entered into somebody's property. Let's leave that part out.
Mm.
But let's listen to that again. We had him pinned down and we were all armed. If he had come out of that trailer before the deputies got there, we'd have had to call the coroner. That's John Cusar, folks, in Ashtabula, Ohio, who was defending his property.
Wow.
Yeah, defending his property. And he won. And the thief was arrested and busted and everything else. We've actually got a bonehead out of that, Sean.
I'm sure you did.
Well, the sheriff. Now, I don't think the sheriff is a bonehead. I just think he said a boneheaded thing. There's a difference. Yes. You can be a really cool, and say something boneheaded. We're human. We all say boneheaded things from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, when it's going in print and it's a story like this and you say it and you're the sheriff, bonehead. Can't skate past that one. We'll get to that in a little bit. We have a great show lined up on Armed American Radio for you today, a really, really good one. Let's start with this, Sean.
Uh-huh.
877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Get you on the phone lines. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AAR Mark. We'll get you on the computer screens. A big show. We got a really big show.
And it's good because we have about 160 people watching the show.
Oh, no. That's scaring me now because, well, if they're watching you, they haven't quite got to me yet. We'll get there.
But they can hear you.
Yeah, they can hear me. All right. We'll get. Oh, yeah, they can, right?
Yeah.
We are filling your prescription for freedom from the West Palm beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. And that's a beautiful thing. Welcome to Armed American Radio this week. And folks, it's going to be a good one. Guess who we have coming on here in the next segment to do a little victory lap around with us, Sean?
Would it be someone that's running for the Congress?
It would be someone running for Congress, yes. And it would be someone running against John Dingell.
Ah, very nice.
Dr. Rob Steele was on a couple weeks ago, and you know, we love the guy. We just want to give him the push. He's the guy that we're looking for.
Yes.
He's the guy that has started a business, run a business, fed his family, knows how to meet a payroll, and decided, I can't sit on the sidelines anymore and watch this happen to my country and to my children. I've got to do something.
And he's also a doctor, so he understands the whole healthcare issue.
He is a cardiologist.
Yes.
And I saw something the other day. You know, John Dingell's 84 years old.
Yes.
God bless him. You know, I hope I get to 84 years old. And, you know, you can always tell the type of paper, which way it leans left or right, by looking at the comments on the internet underneath the stories, right?
Yes, you can.
You can tell whether it's left-leaning or right-leaning. And someone on there made the comment, I read a comment about Rob winning the primary up there, and it said, he's just against old people. And the comment below it said, what, are you kidding me? He's a cardiologist.
Exactly.
He's not against old people. You know, the logic people use, it's we have to get back to common sense. You know what's right, you know what's wrong. And you don't need to listen to pundits all day. I was watching Chris Matthews today. Wow, man, what a chore.
See, I could take him. It's Keith Olbermann, and I can't work with him at all.
Yeah, I have a tough time with both. I mean, I actually have some respect for Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews is a lot of things, but he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he presents his arguments very well.
Absolutely.
But he can get very, very nasty to those he doesn't like. I refer back to my publisher, Skip Coriel, when we were at the Second Amendment March.
Yeah, he did.
In Washington. He tried.
Mm-hmm.
He tried.
Mm-hmm.
And Skip held his own because Skip's just a down-to-earth Michigan guy, like the guy that said, if he'd come out of that trailer before the deputies got there, we'd have had to call the coroner. That's just an honest statement from an honest man. And that's kind of, what you would expect from someone. Now, there's more to that story than meets the eye. And the sheriff, this is why I don't understand why the sheriff said what he said. We'll talk about it in a little while in some more detail, because I want to compare the two columns that our good friend Jim Irvine from Cleveland sent us today to look at. Contrast that with that great story with this in the Star Beacon about how they, you know, how they play games. The media, anybody who listens to me regularly knows I'm no fan of the media. They're the most dangerous entity in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're
Absolutely.
The most dangerous thing facing us as a people right now, because they can shape public opinion. And these column headlines are really, really, you know, prove that.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jim Irvine was kind enough to send us that stuff, and we'll get into some more detail with that, because John did the right thing. But that's why when you hear something from the sheriff, because there's more to meets the eye here. What I mean by that is there have been cutbacks, budget cutbacks, and they've cut, I think, the patrol deputies in this rural area from 5 down to 2.
Wow.
So what's he supposed to do? Of course he's going to defend his property and his life, and he would whether there was 5 deputies or 10 deputies, because they can't be there. When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Now, they were there within 10 minutes. A lot can happen in 10 minutes, folks.
Absolutely.
I know that from firsthand experience. So do you. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you know that.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't matter what the topic is. A lot can happen. Believe me, a lot can happen. So this man did what he should have done, what he rightfully did. And that's what really got me about what the sheriff said, when the sheriff says, we don't recommend that action. What do you recommend? Call us, run away and wait? He was the criminal, the homeless man, according to the Star Beacon, was asleep in this guy's property, on a trailer on this guy's property, with a shotgun.
Wow.
Let's let him go. You want to contrast that to the escaped convicts out of Arizona?
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I heard about that this morning.
They're leaving a trail of innocent victims' bodies, and now they're saying that they believe they may be hiding in Yellowstone Park.
Mm.
Well, this criminal was hiding in Ashtabula County, or Ashtabula, Ohio. Okay. Come on. You're a free person. You're a free man. You're a free woman. Protect your property. And he did the right thing, and he won. And that's what Armed American Radio is all about. The right to keep and bear arms without making any apologies. Right, Sean?
Yep. That's all you got to.
We don't apologize for this stuff. I have some fun facts, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Let's talk about who else is coming up real quick, too, because we've been talking about doing this show for a long time, and I'm looking forward to it. It's very near and dear to my heart. As 26 years in the transportation business, trucking business, management, from the day I got out of college through now. Spent a lot of time dealing with truck drivers, and I know what they face. I loaded them and paid them, and I know what they're up against as they crisscross this great country. They face some very unique circumstances and situations on a daily basis on the road that we generally don't think about, other than, man, that truck sure is close to me. You know, you don't like trucks. Well, I want everybody within earshot of me to look around you right now. Look around you, whether you're driving your automobile, whether you're home on your computer, whether you're sitting in the park listening on an iPhone app somewhere. Everything that your eye can see has been on a truck. And a man or woman has hauled it. And they face some very unique situations out on the road, and we get questions all the time, Sean.
Yeah, I bet you. I know my father.
What's federal law? What does it mean?
Yep.
Well, folks, before we go to a break, we're going to talk to Alan Smith from AskTheTrucker.com. He's coming up, and it's going to be a fascinating conversation, so feel free to use the phones. Check this out. 1955 was the year. Average cost of a new home, $10,950. Average monthly rent, $87. Average yearly wages, $4,130. The cost of a new car on average was $1,900. Gas, 23 cents. The first McDonald's opened. James Dean was killed in a car accident. Disneyland opened in California. And we'll tell you what all that means when we come back with our next guest, Dr. Rob Steele on Armed American Radio. Don't go away.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA,
the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back. America, check this out. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. That's a very weak John F. Kennedy impersonation, but wow, Sean, those are powerful words.
Those are real powerful words.
If Bill Clinton had said that, it'd have been real easy for me to do.
That would have been funny.
Let's go back to this. Ray Kroc starts the first McDonald's in 1955. James Dean is killed in a car accident in California. Popular singers of the time in 1955, Elvis, Bill Haley and the Comets, you know, Rock Around the Clock, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, the Platters. Dwight D. Eisenhower was president. Nikita Khrushchev was running the Soviet Union. Kevin Costner was born. Bruce Willis was born. Albert Einstein died. The first virus was crystallized. The Mickey Mouse Club first premiered. Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes. Remember that? Blue Suede Shoes. That was also the same year that John Dingell was elected to the U.S. House. Think about that. Now, let's welcome the man who was on Armed American Radio 2 weeks ago, who is going to do a victory lap with us after the primary in a landslide victory in Michigan, Dr. Robert Steele. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Mark. Sean, appreciate you inviting me on. That was a great quiz. I got another one of my fun ones for 1955 is how many states were in the Union when John Dingell was elected?
Oh, wow. Very nice.
48.
Yeah, the flag was different, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
11 presidents ago.
11 presidents ago.
Yep.
Okay, you know, God bless his service to the United States of America. Your turn.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly have nothing bad to say about Congressman Dingell personally. He's a nice man and has served honorably. He's kept in the boundaries of the law, unlike many of these congressmen that go over there. And so we thank him for that. But it's time for change. We've got, a lot of high tech stuff happening in the world. A lot of changes happening in the world, and a lot riding on the future, and we need someone young and who's going to carry that forward rather than someone who's looking back at past accomplishments and, get moving forward. Just like Ann Arbor is a young, high-tech town who's, highly educated and moving forward, they do better off with one of their own graduates with a couple of degrees and a lot of advanced certifications in highly technical areas than, somebody graduated from law school in 1952.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just time to make a change. And I think, Dr. Steele, you're feeling that wind blowing. You're participating in it. You're not a career politician, and this is what I'm liking about what's coming up in November. I think I'm, the freshness, I think, of what we're going to see across the country and that wave of real change, not Obama change, but real change. And I got to tell you, there's going to be some D's go down and some R's go down.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be both sides. In my particular district, which is designed to be a heavy Democrat district, just the change in the primary alone just shows you, what's coming in November. In 2008, just 2 years ago, Congressman Dingell got 50,000 votes, and the Republican candidate got 11,000, so 5-1, 50,000 to 11,000. And this year, Dingell got 40,000, and we got 36. So it went from 5-1 to 4-3.6. So we're a lot of people turning out to vote that haven't been involved before. The people are looking for the consent of the governed, and people are now wanting to, take control of their consent. They were on the sidelines before, weren't offering their consent or their denial, and now they want to give consent, so they're going to go participate. And that's, you mentioned, that's a key thing. I'm not a career politician. I want to go there, you know, study what's going on, and that's the thing about doctors. You know, we have to study what's going on. We find the diagnosis, we prescribe the treatment, and you know, you get the cure. And you know, if you prescribe the wrong treatment and you don't get the cure, you say, oops, I made a mistake. I didn't have it right. We have to change it. You know, doctors are interested in fixing the problem, just like engineers. You know, attorneys and congressmen, for the most part, especially the career politicians, they have, you know, their success. This is the critical feature here. Career politicians' success is measured in one way and one way only. And is that, did they get reelected? And when your success is measured only by getting reelected, it's fairly obvious that your prime goal is to say and do whatever is required to get reelected. And I think we're going to have a whole bunch of people coming into Congress that aren't so much interested in the reelection part. They're interested in fixing the problems, preserving the opportunity for their grandkids, making Congress live under the laws they pass, having them read the bill before they pass them, for goodness sakes, and living up to their title, which is representative. Have them represent the people instead of saying, hey, I'm going to vote however I want.
Well, you know, there's a reason that the Constitution was written. We rehash this again, you know, I guess for a couple seconds. But, you know, 2 years in the House of Representatives, the turnover is meant to be high. It's meant to be. Come do the work of the people, then go home and take what you did in Washington and go back to your business. And do what you do. You know, I just, the words career and politician, to me, I think a lot of Americans are over that. They don't belong in the same sentence anymore, and there's going to be some change. But Dr. Steele, tell us about the primary. And, you know, you came out with 51% of the vote in the primary, but that was amongst how many that were running?
Yeah, we had four people in the primary, and one of the guys ran last time. And it's interesting, the guy that ran last time actually increased his vote total by a fraction. So all the votes that I brought in were, you could look at it as being new votes in a way. But the critical thing here now, and, you know, just blatant ad here on my part, we've just got to raise some money. You know, Congressman Dingell's got the money pouring in from the PACs, you know, $450,000 last quarter, sitting on $1 million. And you know, I don't need to match him. I just need to raise enough money to be able to get the message out and educate people about his record and how it doesn't necessarily match up with the voters' desires here. And so, you know, I just would make a plea for all your listeners to get over to my website, robsteeleforcongress.com. And you know, donation, any amount's okay. And then we've got a real slick donation site there where they can click to have their name added to the wall of donors that will scroll past, and they can link it to their Facebook and let everybody know they donated and give everyone else a chance to go ahead and hit that same deal and just keep passing it around. You know, we got to do whatever we can to do this, because I look at it as a national race. I mean, it's the longest serving guy in history, and you know, it sends a big signal when you take out the longest guy. You know,
well, you're going to get a lot of news coverage. It is a national race. That's the thing. The implications here are not just your congressional district in Michigan, but the implications here are nationwide. And that's very important. Again, let's give that website out again where people can donate to you one more time.
Yeah, it's Rob Steele, robsteele4congress.com. And my Facebook page, Rob Steele for Congress, has the same buttons. And I know we're on a show supported by Gun Owners of America, and we know that the Gun Owners of America gave Congressman Dingell an F rating. And I filled out their questionnaire, of course, being a candidate and all that sort of thing, and I think I will be scoring considerably higher than an F. And I was out
Dr. Steele, I need to ask you to hold on for me for one second,
bet.
Okay? When we come back, I want to find out what you were doing just this morning. I think our listeners might like that on Armed American Radio. Stick around, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Even the smallest person can change the course of the future. Profound words in one sentence. Even the smallest person can change the course of the future. Dr. Adrian Rogers. You know who Dr. Adrian Rogers is?
Oh, absolutely.
Chance? Tell us.
He was a theologian.
American pastor, conservative,
yep.
Author. He was the three-term president, if I'm not mistaken, of the Southern Baptist Convention.
I believe he was.
From 79 to 80, and I think 86 through 88. And he was born down in West Palm Beach, Florida.
That's right. He sure was.
Mm-hmm. He got into the Christian ministry at the age of 19. He graduated from Stetson University. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look up a little bit more, but he has got some really profound quotes.
Yes, he did. I used to put those quotes in for a radio station here in Dallas.
Yeah, it's interesting. Listen to this one. I don't want to let this one go. To anger a conservative, lie to him. To anger a liberal, tell him the truth.
That's great.
You know, that pretty much gets to it. And we've got some more from him that we'll read. Really, really astounding stuff that he's written over the years. And I found some of these when I was out doing some digging around. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I am your host, Mark Walters, and I'm joined by my executive producer, Sean Young. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
And we are privileged to be joined again by Dr. Robert Steele, running for Congress in Michigan, and we're going to do the primary victory lap here. And we wanted to bring Dr. Steele back and talk a little bit about the race because it's officially on now, 80-some days. We're going into November. Believe that or not, can you believe that? That, you know, pro football season. I saw something the other day, first game, televised game is the 19th preseason game.
Oh, no, yeah. No. There's a game on right now.
Oh, is there a preseason on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've just embarrassed myself. I'm a football fan. I am a football fan.
I've been keeping tabs, trust me.
Dr. Steele, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thanks, appreciate it. I love your lead-in. You got the Motor City Madman and a Stranglehold, and then
right.
Bill Bennett. I've been on Bill Bennett twice, and he's offered to come up and give us some assistance, so we're looking forward to that.
Okay, tell us about that. You were just on Bill Bennett's show again this week, were you not?
Yeah, the morning after the primary, I think it would have been, what, yeah, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's great. We like Bill Bennett. We like when he says nice stuff about us because we know he's a fan. So,
How can you not be a fan of one of the most basic rights that keeps us free? I mean, just you look at the data, and if you want to see where a crime rate is low, find out where the concealed percentage is high.
Now, tell me what you did. Tell America what you did this morning. I understand that when you got the call to come on Armed American Radio today, you were heading to the range?
Yeah, I was just actually walking on to the pistol range at Washtenaw Sportsman. They got a great setup there with rifle range up to 600 yards and shorter ranges for .22 and, rim fire and then pistol range, indoor pellet stuff, trap and skeet, the whole deal, archery. So, yeah, I was out there. We were shooting pistols. We were shooting plates, I did five rounds of that, whereas, seven shots, five plates, or maximum seven shots, six plates, sorry, and timed and did a bunch of that and then went over and shot some trap.
You know what? Armed American. John, I got to go here. Armed American, apple pie and grandma. I mean, that's what this is about. And to go out and have fun like that, like you did today, rifles, pistols, you ever get your pistol out on that 600 yard?
No.
Do some long range pistol shooting?
I just haven't had time though. They use a pistol. They have a competition at 200 yards for pistols.
Mm-hmm.
This club has a lot of really high level shooters in both long range, and they've got a woman out there who's just killer. She's kind of the Annie Oakley of Michigan. And a lot of real high end trap folks out there too. But, I just get out there when I can. But it's fun. Am I allowed to tell people I have a blue card in my wallet?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you definitely can.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I was looking at, you're in such a beautiful place. I've told listeners before, and I've told you this before, I spent time in Ann Arbor, Michigan when I was a kid, and I used to get up to the Torch Lake area, absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Higgins,
yeah.
And Houghton, and I used to ski out on Wampler Lake, Lake Wampler,
yeah, sure.
Wampler's, right? Did a lot of water skiing out there, and, I had a lot of fun. It was a very formative years for me between 9 and 15 years old. In that area, and you've got such an outdoor history in Michigan, the outdoor sportsman, and with the hunting and the fishing and the Upper Peninsula, which is just absolutely beautiful. Folks, if you haven't been up there, my gosh, go. Get up to the Upper Peninsula up there, cross that bridge.
Yeah, you can drive up there. Sometimes, if you hit it right, you could drive for an hour and not see another car driving, on a beautiful highway through the woods. It's amazing up there.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous. I know Sean. Sean and I were talking in between the breaks here, and he had a question for you. He wanted to ask you something about healthcare, and I'll turn it over to him because it's now we're starting to see more stuff. Let me say that coming out about this healthcare bill, and I can't think of anybody better than you to ask. Sean, go ahead.
Thank you, Mark. Dr. Steele, how is this healthcare plan if they're not able to remedy it, how will it affect the doctors in this country?
Well, there's a huge shortage of doctors. So my general answer would be is that it's far worse for the patients, mm-hmm. the patient-doctor relationship and the country as a whole, and particularly the federal budget, than it is for the doctors per se. Doctors have never been terribly active politically, in spite of the fact that I'm not running for Congress. But but generally speaking, they haven't been terribly active, and so changes happen, and they just sit there, and you know, they're real involved with their profession and taking care of their patients and very dedicated to that. And you know, Congress is made up of lawyers and not doctors. So when you have lawyers making health care bills, you know, you get what we've got now. Imagine what our country would be like if you had doctors making legal suit bills.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, I live in a different place, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I would like to take that question a little bit further. Do you believe that we'll see rationing of care?
Well, care is already rationed now by the government through Medicaid. You know, and with the payment system that they have, they pay so little, there's very few doctors that see Medicaid patients. And for most things, Medicare, for example, pays about 38 cents on the dollar for where we are, and then Medicaid pays between 16 and 18 cents on the dollar. So Medicaid is already severely rationed by the government because they pay so little, there are no doctors available. And so it's only going to get worse, but just from the point of view that so much more money is going to go to the bureaucracy, there'll be less money available for care. Because there's going to be so many new boards and commissions and so forth that are, you know, having rules. And a lot of people don't understand this whole health care bill really started back last year in February with the stimulus plan, when they passed a big electronic health information exchange commission and also a federal panel for coordination of health care benefits, which, you know, those two things, which, you know, make electronic health records in the long run mandatory so they can mine data and make sure you're doing what they want you to. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the coordination of health benefits, you know, kind of the first salvo in that whole thing was the big uproar last year when they were talking about changing the mastectomy rules and, or not mastectomy, excuse me, mammography rules. And you maybe remember there was a big hue and cry about that. And
right. Oh, yes, yes.
That's just the first step. That was the first thing that they tried to do by, you know, get through basically using that panel and commission, which was all under the so the underpinning, the whole foundation for the health care plan was actually done last year under the stimulus plan in February of 2009.
Okay, you had said something that gun owners are going to want to discuss. And we did touch on this briefly a couple weeks ago. We have new listeners every week. And a big fear is gun control with the health care bill and doctors asking you when you come into a new doctor, do you have any guns in the home? And I know we're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to have to ask you to answer this quickly, and then we'll, you know what, we'll get with you on that later. Tell everybody where to go, where they can send some money for your campaign.
Absolutely. You know, no amount is too small, and of course the most is, you know, there's legal limits on that if you're really generous at $2,400. But robsteeleforcongress.com, that's www.robsteeleforcongress.com, and hit the button to scroll your name up there, let everybody know, link it to your Facebook, let all those other gun owners know, and the people listening, you know, just
absolutely
let it go.
Dr. Steele, thanks for joining us, and we're going to follow your campaign. We're going to have you on again as we get closer to November. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. one 500-pound wild boar, one 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, Sean Betts. Sean Betts. You know, I got a friend of mine named Sean Betts, and he's probably listening, and I just saw his name pop up on Facebook, and I said it. So there you go, Sean.
Oh, well.
He's out there in Phoenix.
Does he spell it the same way, though?
No, but you're Sean Young.
Yes, Young Sean, yes.
Young Sean, I like that. Very good, I like that. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You can reach out to Sean and I at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Talk to Sean and get on the radio with us and talk about whatever you want. For the rest of this segment here, we're going to talk about a terrible story down in St. Petersburg, Florida, outside of Tampa there on the coast. And I know there's a lot of you that are asking, I wonder if he's going to talk about the shooting in Connecticut. Yes, we are going to discuss the shooting in Connecticut. We're going to discuss that in detail, but we will do that in the roundtable. And when we have the panel, I think that's a good idea for that one. Sean, what do you think?
I think you're right.
And, you know, Dr. Steele, let's mention this real quick. Great guy. And he deserves our support up there. And, you know, Armed American Radio officially endorses him. We're going to put some information on the website for you, and we're going to link up to him. We waited and you know, until the primaries were over, and we had him. He was kind enough to come back on the air with us again this weekend. And, you know, you hear him yourself in Michigan, you know. Now's your opportunity. Now's your opportunity.
Absolutely. We need more candidates like Dr. Steele for sure.
Ooh, I can think of one we had on last week, Pamela.
Yes.
Gorman, she was wonderful to talk to. Lots of fun. And we'll have her back on, too. Sean, there is a very disturbing story out about an automobile accident outside of Tampa in St. Pete this week.
Mm-hmm.
And a father in his 50s with his three sons in their 20s, the youngest was 19, they rented a beach house down at St. Pete. Whole family was there, wives, grandkids. He had a four-month-old granddaughter. He wanted the whole family to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted the whole family to meet the granddaughter, four-month-old. So they rented the beach house, and the sons and the father took off for a late movie. And we're on their way back to the beach house. They left their wives, and one of them was a girlfriend, and the children at the beach house. And on their way back, they were slammed into at 85 miles an hour on 22nd and MLK in St. Pete. And the entire family, father and his three sons, were wiped off the face of planet Earth.
Wow.
In an instant.
Mm.
In an instant. And, of course, you know where this is going.
Yes, I do.
The driver was drunk, and it is just an absolutely heartbreaking, heartbreaking story. I've been following this on Fox 13
mm-hmm.
down there since this story broke, and it is, just, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you've got kids, wives, husbands, you've got families. Put yourself, think about this. You're sitting at home, and you get this phone call. Sean, can you imagine this?
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't, honestly.
And here they are. You know, this guy was, this Demetrius Jordan, 20 years old. Not even old enough legally to be drunk.
Mm.
Was drinking, and there's a correlation here, folks. I'm going here for a reason. Believe me, this is not something I like talking about. But we have to, because it's a mindset. And, Sean, I think you'll see the correlation, and I want to get your opinion. You and I have not discussed this.
Not at all.
Off air. You did not know I was going to go here.
Uh-uh.
He was drinking an alcoholic beverage called Four Loko, which I didn't know anything about. I understand it's an energy drink, and it, you know, listen to the press, laced with caffeine and malt liquor. I've never heard of this thing. But it's got an alcohol content of 12% or greater, okay, which is more than twice that of an average beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caffeinated. You know, so I'm assuming it's what probably like one of these Red Bulls with liquor in it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Well, this horrible tragedy. And, of course, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, mad, rightfully so, comes out. And here's the statement from Linda Unfried, who runs, I guess, the chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, mad, down there in Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "The whole thing was that he was impaired, and I guess that's what frustrated me so much is that everyone says, oh, he ran a red light, he was doing 85 miles an hour. If he hadn't been impaired, more than likely, he wouldn't have done either one of those." And I agree with her on that.
Mm-hmm.
And she continues, "You know what? That little bit of enjoyment or whatever they're getting is not worth what this guy is facing, his life in prison." She's right about that. She continues on that, and she says, "We must ban these energy drinks before anyone else is killed." So now she's calling for banning a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because the driver was drinking this particular drink. And this is a knee-jerk reaction to this tragedy. You want to ban drinks? I think whiskey's 47% alcohol by volume, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Let's not even start with Everclear.
Everclear grain alcohol?
Yeah. Oof.
Alcohol isn't going anywhere.
Well, we tried that once before, and it didn't go anywhere.
My point is that we see this knee-jerk reaction that we have to ban this drink because of the actions of a completely irresponsible idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Who took the lives of these four men. Like that, in an instant. In an instant, they were wiped off the face of the planet. And we want to ban the drink. We hear the same argument with guns. The instant knee-jerk reaction. These have to be banned. Well, I can think of a lot of alcohol that's more than 12% by volume.
Yes.
You know, Sean, give me your opinion on this. This is a knee-jerk reaction. We see the same thing with guns. We will talk about it in greater detail when we talk about Connecticut in the roundtable, but I want to hear what you have to say about this.
You know, Matt, that something like that happened here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and they said the same thing. And my opinion is, when are we going to let people make their choices and be responsible? Like I said before, we've already done ban the alcohol in this country. It didn't work.
All right, I'm going to be devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. We do now. That's why this man and his three sons are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because this kid was irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
Here's my answer to that. We live in a free society for
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
For now. Freedom, along with freedom, folks, comes responsibilities. It's like I said about Chicago, Sean.
Yep.
Okay? You have newfound freedoms. Along with those freedoms come responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Gun ownership requires responsibility. People, not all people, are responsible. We cannot legislate responsibility. We cannot stop this happening again by banning this energy drink. Not when there's another option out there. So what she's saying, in essence, what her sole goal is, I believe, is that we must ban alcohol. Just like we have the Brady campaign telling you, no, that's not what we want to do with guns. Yes, it is. It's that mentality, Sean. You agree?
Absolutely.
Okay, very tough subject to conquer. We'll talk about it in the roundtable. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. And when we come back, we will be talking to Alan Smith about drivers, truck drivers, commercial drivers, and how they can keep themselves safe out on the road. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the Three-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The Three-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the Three-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.